I had to send it by parcel post, I mean, third class mail. I didn't have money for first class postage, that's how poor I was. And that's desperation city, when you get to the point where you can't pay the postage to mail a manuscript off after it's already been bought. Doubleday had already bought, and on the basis of the outline. So, I mean, it's the artist in the garret again. You know, he's going to starve his ass off if he writes science fiction. Nobody will give him any, they'll flip him off every time. He will never get any recognition, he will never get any money. But he will have a hell of a lot of fun. And he ought to know what he's in it for. If he wants to go in for the money, let him go else. But if he loves to write science fiction, let him be prepared for what's going to happen to him. He's going to get no money, and he's going to get no recognition. And he's going to die in the gutter. But he might die happier and more at peace with himself than somebody who's going to make 15 thou doing something he may not want to do. I mean, do what you want to do. I mean, people are stupid if they think that they're in it for money. Why did they get in the first place? Whoever promised them a lot of money? Where was Ellison promised a lot of money? You know, where was Maltzberg promised a lot of money? Where did it say when Maltzberg was born that he was promised fame and money? You know, that it's like his birthright, you know, his patrimony. Nonsense. We're lucky that they publish us at all, in a way. You know, they could actually abolish the field of science fiction. And then we really would have to write something else. You know, we're lucky that category still exists. I mean, let's hear it for the science fiction writers who are coming along and still writing science fiction and flip the bird to the people who want money.
The words of Philip K. Dick. This is Mike Hodell for Hour 25.